Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It's Monday, February 8th. Super Bowl Sunday was just yesterday. A little hungover. My voice is a little hoarse. I had a big party here. There was a ton of people here. I want to say there was 20-something people at my house. We got a keg and some beers, some extra beers, just in case the keg ran out, which I'm not sure if it did. I don't know, but it was a good time. They didn't have light beer. They only had Budweiser, so I was fucking hammered. It was fun, though. All my friends came over. Everyone came. There was a bunch of people there. We were playing Flip Cup. We drafted teams, actually. We picked four captains. Literally, we had, because we had an extra fantasy draft board with stickers and everything. So we wrote everyone's name on it, and we drafted teams. I'm not bullshitting. How dumb does this sound? It was as dumb as it sounds. But we drafted teams, and I was a captain, and I took my friend Dominic, and then I took my girlfriend, and then I took his girlfriend. So it was like, oh, team babe. Like, it was so dumb. But that wasn't our team name. That's what my friends called our team. But we ended up winning the whole thing. Everyone was laughing at me. They're like, oh, we got a bomb squad. You're with them. They're team babe. We fucking won. All right? That's what happens. I'm the best there is at Flip Cup and Beer Pong. I'm just saying. I know everyone says that. Dude, you can't fuck with my bounce or my behind-the-back shot. Shut up. But I'm actually really good. We got a gold medal yesterday. But the game definitely didn't go the way that I thought it was going to go. I thought the Panthers were going to run through the Broncos. Didn't think Peyton Manning was going to play well, which he actually didn't anyway. But their defense is just absurd. The Broncos' defense is crazy. And it was too much for the Panthers, too much for Cam. But here's the thing. I just went on a whole fucking rant on Twitter because the fucking media has some balls making Cam Newton out to be like this punk or crybaby or just like classless person. Oh, he's arrogant and dirt. Like, dude, have you forgotten who this guy is the entire year? This guy has been nothing but smiling, happy. Every time he scores a touchdown, he gives a football to a kid in the crowd. No one does that shit. Not one player in the NFL does that. They get into the end zone, they do a little dance, and they get back to the fucking sidelines. But this guy makes it his mission to get the ball and give it to a kid, which is a nice thing. And, you know, I've seen a bunch of videos of him, like, talking to other kids, like, he's kids who are sick. He visits kids who have cancer or whatever. And he's a nice guy. And now, all of a sudden, after the game, Panthers lose. Obviously, you're upset. You're the starting quarterback of a team that just lost in the Super Bowl. Okay? Just fucking imagine that. Now, afterwards, you have to give an interview to a bunch of idiots that ask you the most obvious questions. Oh, what happened out there? We fucking lost. That's what happened. Stop. So anyway, he's there. I'm opening up this piece of chocolate because I don't give a shit. You're not supposed to eat on podcasts, but this is my shit. I run it. I don't eat that. So afterwards, he has to give an interview. And right next to him, there's like a Broncos player. And he was saying something like, you know, we were stacking the box. Basically, he was saying, we were trying to make Cam Newton beat us with his arm. Like, trying to make him throw. And, you know, he couldn't throw tonight. And he was just, like, upset hearing that right after he lost the game. So he just got up, didn't say anything, got up, and walked away. Everyone freaked out. Oh, this guy. He needs class. He's this, he's that. Like, dude, are you fucking crazy? He just lost the Super Bowl. How do you expect a person to react after the biggest game of their life? You know what I mean? Like, are we forgetting that this guy's a human being? He just made it to the Super Bowl and lost. It's terrible. What do you expect? I can't even believe that they expect people to give interviews after that. It's crazy. And someone tried to interview me after I just lost the Super Bowl? Forget about it. I would do a whole lot worse than that. I would have flipped the fucking table. I'd be like, don't talk to me. Don't ask me questions. I'm going to sit here for the 3 minutes I have to be here and I'm leaving. Don't ask me anything. It's so ridiculous. And people are on Twitter are just like bugging out like, oh, he's classless with his dab. Like he pulls his dick out every time. Like every game he pulls it out. Like that's a dab. He's got his dick out. Dude, it's like a little fucking celebration. In the NFL, if you've ever watched a football game, obviously you would know that every time someone gets a sack, an interception, a first down, or a touchdown, there's celebrations going on. Like, obviously. And because Cam Newton's in the spotlight, it's a huge deal. Now it's like, oh, he's got no class, all this. No, it's part of the game, whether you like it or not. And someone was like, you know, interviews are part of his job. It's not like he won't be at the Super Bowl again. He needs some class. Like, dude, it's not about class. He didn't do anything that's classless. He sat in the chair. It's not like he fucking double middle fingered the camera. I was like, yo, fuck this. I'm out. He just quietly got up and walked away. Dude, the guy's upset. He just lost the Super Bowl. All the people who don't understand that obviously have never fucking touched a sport in their life. They've never played a sport in their entire life. They have no idea what it's like losing. It's easy to say from the couch, oh, this guy needs some fucking class. You go out there and catch a football then, Roger. Jesus Christ. Dude, when the Giants lost week one to the Cowboys, in the last second, in the dumbest way, by the way, they lost to the Cowboys week one. I sat at my dining room table with my head down for an hour. Literally an hour. People were trying to talk to me, and I just wasn't moving. I was so upset. I'm not even on the fucking team. I'm at home on my couch like an idiot. And I'm that upset. So can you imagine, like, actually playing and being fully invested your whole life? You worked for this moment, and you lose. Like, dude, what do you expect? Oh, my God. And I understand that, oh, you know, other players have lost the Super Bowl and given interviews, you know, after the game. Who cares? Everyone's different. They're not going to react the same way. It's not, about a maturity thing. It's a human thing to be upset. That's like, next time one of your relatives dies, I'm going to come to your fucking house with a microphone. Hey, you know, tell us about her. Tell us what you think about, you know, her life. Like, dude, are you kidding me? Get the fuck away from me. Get these cameras out of my face. It's ridiculous. Fucking media always needs something to talk about. And you're trying to make this guy look like a bad guy. Because he celebrates. Like, dude, everyone fucking celebrates. Are you kidding me? Even on my team, the Giants, Victor Cruz, he's fucking salsa dancing down the goddamn field and no one said shit. Our punter, Brad Wing, if he punts a ball and it's a good punt, he does like this golf swing. Like, he celebrates his punts. It's a punt. This guy's celebrating. And no one cares because it's not Cam Newton. Cam Newton is like kind of like the new face of football, is he not? I mean, at least this year, he's the MVP. He's a fucking tremendous athlete. And because it's him, he's getting all this shit for it. But you know what it is? That all comes from, you know, people holding athletes to a higher standard. And I've had this argument with my friends a bunch of times. I don't think we should hold them to a higher standard. I understand that it's part of your job to act a certain way, blah, blah, blah. But everyone is human. You know what I mean? That's just a person. That's not some god or some special, you know, version of me. No, that's just a person. That's it. They follow the same laws that I do. They drink the same shit that I do. You know what I mean? We should not hold them to a higher standard. And now we're just like, oh, this guy's upset after the Super Bowl. Dude, have some fucking class. Like, dude, what the fuck? If I can't find parking, I'm freaking out punching my goddamn steering wheel. Tell me to have some class. Like, these people, oh my God. Everyone's a hypocrite. It's ridiculous. This guy just lost the Super Bowl, and he handled the situation probably the best you could. Other than actually giving an interview, you know, whatever. This is the way to go about it. He didn't, you know, badmouth the other team. He didn't say any of that shit. He just got up and left. What's the big deal? God. And I know on First Take, they're going to have Stephen A. Smith and fucking Skip Bayless and all these analysts all over ESPN just like breaking down this film. Oh, you know, Cam Newton, his maturity, he's got to step up. And what the fuck are you talking about? Oh my God, these idiots. Put on your suit and tie and shut the fuck up. That's why you don't have a jersey. Just put your suit and tie on and shut up. The athletes understand. You just lost the game. I'm surprised he didn't go, yo, fuck the fucking Broncos and Peyton Manning. I'm out. And left. That would have been fucked up, but that also would have been real. That also would have been like, okay, yeah, he's upset, for sure. Whatever, man. In other news, I think I'm getting a dog. which I know I have a dog, but it's not really my dog. Like, it's my sister and my mom's dog, because he hangs out with them. Guy doesn't even like me. You know, I take Instagram pictures with him because, you know, it looks great on Instagram. That's the only reason, though. He doesn't actually like me that much. He, like, I'm like a fourth option, I think. Like, in the morning, mom will leave, sister will leave, my brother will leave, and then he'll be like, all right, fine, we'll just hang out then. And that's what all I am to him. So, I was thinking about getting my own dog, and I want a big dog. Not like a huge fucking Beethoven dog, but a decent-sized dog. Like a medium, like in between a medium and a large. What's that called? Like a Marge. Oh, God, that was terrible. I'm like a crazy dog person. Like, if you go to my Instagram and look at the follows, I follow, like, an unhealthy amount of dog accounts. And all the notifications I get on Facebook are my sister just tagging me in pictures or videos of dogs. Like, I just love them. I don't know what it is. I just do. And my sister on Saturday was like, let's go to Shake a Paw, which is this pet store, you know, in Long Island. And I have avoided this place for the very reason that I'm about to explain, is because if I go into a pet store and all I need is for one dog to come up to me and look at me with these eyes and fucking jump up on the glass, and it's over. I'm buying it, you know? So, my mom doesn't want me to get another dog. She's like, dude, you don't take care of this one. I was like, that's not mine. That's your dog. I'll take care of my dog. I'll teach him shit. You know what I mean? We'll hang out, me and him. But, so I went to this place because we kind of convinced my mom now to, like, let me buy a dog. And, like, realistically, you know, I could get one and she's not really going to say shit. She'd just be upset about it. But, so I went there and this place is like heaven, man. They just have, like, big glass cases in the middle of the store, and they all are opened, on top. And there's just a bunch of little puppies in the glass. And then some of them are sleeping. Some of them are climbing up on the glass trying to, like, you know, fucking play with you. Then there's dogs in cages. And then there's dogs in, these display cases. Like, you know, in Amsterdam, the red light district where hookers are in the window just, like, dancing. Like, there's, like, something like that in the back. Where, like, the Schmedium dogs are, like, in there. They're just, like, hanging out, taking shits. There was a dog who took a shit, like, right in front of this dog's face while he was sleeping. I wish I was making that up. It sounds like I am, but I really did. He took a shit right in front of this dog. Like, I thought he was shitting on his face. I was like, Jesus, this dog's shitting on that dog's face. I'm not buying him. Shit right in front of this dog's face. And the dog was sleeping. And then eventually you saw his nose going. He smelled it, and he woke up, and he's like, what is this? What is this? Someone just shit right in front of my face. Although I think dogs like that. They love smelling shit. My dog smells shit all the time. I take him for a walk. Forget about it. This dog smells everything. He sees a pile of shit. It's like he struck gold. He's like, oh. He's just there for 10 minutes just sniffing. I'm like, dude, it's shit. You and I both know. Let's keep going. I hate walking my dog, man. But I'm going to walk this dog. The one that I get. I want to get a... So I'm all over the place, by the way. But so I went here just to look at dogs and just kind of, you know, see if I really wanted... the responsibility, because you're signing up for a 10 to 15 year child, basically. They have to make sure it doesn't die, bite people, and knows how to piss in the right place. So, you know, it's work. So I went there and I was like, do I actually want this dog? So I went there and I was just looking at a bunch of dogs. I didn't buy one that day, nor was I planning on doing it. I was just kind of just, I went to hang out, you know? And I think I'm going to get a golden doodle, which is a golden retriever and a poodle, or a labradoodle, which is they're both like hypoallergenic. I don't fucking know the word, man. But they don't like shed too much, which is nice, because I would like to get a golden retriever, but forget about it. You would have to, sweep. I forgot the word sweep. Whole new level of dumb, guys. I'm getting dumber by the second, but you would have to sweep every 5 seconds. One of my friends has a husky. God, all his clothes are covered in hair. Just covered. It's insane. Like, I don't want that. So if I can get like a big dog like that, that's like a big, shaggy, furry fucking dog that doesn't shed, best case scenario. So that's what I'm going to do. I already started following a bunch of golden doodles on Instagram. I'm in. You know what I mean? Hopefully in the next month, I'll buy one. And there's so much goddamn money, you know, but I don't care. I asked the guy, I'm like, how much? Because I saw one golden doodle, but it was a girl, and I'm not trying to get a girl. I'm not trying to deal with all that. Periods and God knows what. I don't know what happens. I don't want a girl. I just want a guy. Give me a dog with balls. I'll cut him off, and that'll be that, you know? But, so I went, and there was a golden doodle there. A puppy. God, cutest thing ever. It was a girl, so I was like, okay, no. But, I was like, how much is this dog? He goes, you know, about like 28 to 35. And I'm like, is that 208? He's like, yeah, like $2,800 to $3,500. I'm like, oh my God, fuck. I mean, I know dog. I think my dog was like 1,500. So I was expecting around there. This guy just doubles it on me and adds more on top. I'm like, fuck. So I could be putting down $3,000 for a dog. And then I got to pay for shots, food, fucking who knows what else, a cage, I don't know. I really have to Google how to be a dog owner real quick. I gotta stop eating chocolate. I can't be eating chocolate, drop it on the floor, dog eats it, dog dies, now I'm an asshole, you know. I will tell you this, if I do get a dog and it's a puppy, my entire life is out the window. I might not even make a video ever again, because I'll just be playing with this dog all day. I'm gonna teach it how to let itself out, how to unlock the doors, take a shit, come back inside, and then lock the doors to make sure we're safe at night, you know? That's what I'm gonna teach my dog. Wild shit like that. Oh, go get me a beer. I saw a Facebook video of a dog. He goes into a cooler, gets his owner a beer. Are you kidding me? Coolest dog ever. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna be playing with my dog 24/7. And just get ready for the barrage of Instagram pictures, because that's the real reason why I'm getting this dog, all right? So that people can see it on Instagram and go, oh my God, this fucking dog is so cute. He's funny, and he's got a puppy. Like, it's crazy. That's all I want. I want to see those comments everywhere. That's all I'm getting a dog for. But that should happen within the next month or so. I thought, you know, a lot of people, I kind of hyped up the Super Bowl party that I was going to have. And, you know, some stuff happened, but I'm not going to tell stories. Because, you know, a lot of my friends have careers that they want to pursue. And I'm not just going to air it out like that. You know, it's not nice. I was going to, because I was like, fuck it, it's hilarious. But I'm not going to. We're back on the Super Bowl, guys. I'm all over the place, but it doesn't matter. But it was a fun time. Anyway, I'm going to get the hell out of here because, oh God, I gotta just take a shower and drink some water. My throat is on fire right now. It feels like I'm swallowing fucking sandpaper. It's so hoarse or coarse. Hoarse, I don't know. One of them. The hoarseness of my voice is insane. It's incredibly dry. I feel like my throat's bleeding. I don't really know if that's normal or if I should go to the doctor or whatever. But God, fuck. Oh, shit. Beyonce was at the halftime show. And Beyonce and Coldplay. But I'm going to see Coldplay in July. It's a July 16th or 17th. I don't remember. But I bought tickets to it. I'm taking my family. It's going to be fucking sick. I love Coldplay. People think I'm like, sarcastic when I say that. Like, dude, no. Ever since that movie came out, 40-Year-Old Virgin, and people were like, you know how I know you're gay? Because you like Coldplay. They, like, ran with that, and they think Coldplay's gay. Coldplay's my favorite band ever. That's a lie. I like The Who. The Who is my favorite band ever, and then Coldplay. Love them. They're amazing. I have all their albums. They're so fucking good. But they were at the halftime show. It was cool. I liked it. You know, it wasn't Prince. Prince's halftime show, holy shit, that was out of control, man. That was the best halftime show I've ever seen. But, you know, this one was all right. Anyway, I'm actually going to get out of here now. I got to take a shower. I got to get the fuck out of here. Oh, I just got new running shoes. Look at me. I have ADD. I have to. I just got running shoes. I customized them because I'm a fucking weirdo. And, I'm going to go running. See, guys, that's a word of advice also. Okay. If you want to get less gross, you want to start working out, buy some like clothes or like some brand new running sneakers. Because if you buy new shit, you're like, I want to wear them. And if you, chances are, if you're buying running shoes or like running gear, like, you know, cold gear or whatever it is, like Under Armour, you can't wear that and just hang out, you know, around the house or just like go out to a bar wearing that shit. So you run just so you could wear the new shit that you had. So it's kind of like a, it kind of helps you. It helps you stay on track. That's why I bought these sneakers. I haven't ran in a couple of days because I just forget or I'm just not interested. And now I have these sneakers. I'm like, fuck, I want to wear these. So fuck it. I'm going to go running. Maybe I'll fucking Instagram them, you know? That's why I buy shit. You buy sneakers so you can put them on Instagram and then run and then tell people you ran, you know? That's why. That's it. So get yourself some new sneakers, and I promise you, those will get you out the house and running, all right? That's my best word of advice. If you guys are interested in sports at all, we're going to be breaking down the Super Bowl on my sports podcast called Veterans Minimum. It's on iTunes and SoundCloud. You can check that out. Also, the other podcast that I'm on called Invasion of Privacy with Kate Wolf. That podcast is where I discuss some serious topics, not so much the jokes, but it is funny. She's a female comedian, and we have a lot of fun on that podcast. You can go check that out also. It's also on SoundCloud and iTunes, Invasion of Privacy. And that's all, and I'll see you guys, well, tomorrow if you're going to watch the video. It's coming out Tuesday. It's actually a fun video. I shot a bunch of scenes with Keith, so you can check that out tomorrow night, 9 p.m., bitch. Thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.